If you build a new LSA power plant, you're going to have to deal with the elephant in the room. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. We're continuing a conversation between Jim Campbell and Ian Walsh, Senior VP and General Manager of Lycoming Engines, getting updates on three major Lycoming initiatives announced last year. Today, updates on the new LSA engine and the IO390. The LSA marketplace has to be an alien landscape for Lycoming. How odd must it be for such a heritage name and a big company, a division of Textron, to find itself the new guy in a segment dominated by a certain European brand descended from snowmobiles via ultralights?
How do you work a market when there's been such saturation previously?
That's a great question, and one that we actually tried to get our arms and heads around when we started thinking about and could not ignore, quite frankly, the growth. If you look at what's happening in the industry, it's very exciting, but also very classic in some ways, where you go through a state where the average price of aircraft, new aircraft, general aviation aircraft has skyrocketed. And it's, you know, whether it's direct operating costs or just direct purchase cost, it's so expensive for certain people that this new light sport, and we call it light sport in the United States, there's even different categories over in Europe, has become a very, very attractive market because you have full up, you know, solutions, twins, you know, land-based, sea-based, composite designs, obviously within the requirements and restrictions of light sport, electronic cockpits. You know, it's amazing if you look at the amount of OEMs in that space. So from a growth perspective, that was clearly a market that was growing in leaps and bounds. With the current footprint of engines that are in there, we felt that we wanted to kind of see what the customer response would be when we introduced our IO233. And that really was the first, I think, moment of truth, which we've done in the past, which is to really understand our customers' needs and wants. Well, I'm happy to say that we have had an overwhelming response from, there's probably over 50 OEMs in that space. There is a majority of those that have expressed sincere interest in our IO233. And the reason they've expressed interest is a couple reasons. One, they're excited to see the reputation, the brand, the service and support of Lycoming come into that market. They're excited to see a solution that, again, meets a lot of their needs in the horsepower range at the higher end, obviously. We're not in the lower end yet. But at the higher end, with the solution, the capability the IO233 presents, especially in the MoGas side, that is a very attractive opportunity for people. And again, from a price point, you obviously need to be competitive, but from a capability perspective and value and aftermarket service and support, I think that's a very valuable and attractive solution. And a lot of our OEMs have been knocking on our door now once we announced the IO233.
Well, there is a segment of the industry that is gravitating toward LSA for a number of reasons, usually, you know, getting close to retirement age and so forth. And there's been, in some cases, some resistance to things that weren't the engines that they, quote unquote, grew up with. So it would seem to me that there's some opportunities there for you.
I think that's fair. And I think Lycoming has a very strong brand, especially for, like you said, those at the point in their careers where they want to move to a light sport and they believe in our brand, which is exciting. I would even argue that there's a flip side to that, which I think is very important, which is a lot of new people, new pilots, are starting out now in the light sport category. And I'm very excited to have Lycoming provide a solution that they become familiar with, just like that older generation, and realize that at some point in time when they migrate or move up the food chain and start flying bigger and more capable aircraft, that they'll understand the value of the Lycoming brand.
Let's gravitate toward the 390. This, from all intents and purposes, seems to be pretty much a clean sheet design.
Well, actually, it's a variant of our 360.
Okay.
With bigger cylinders.
All right.
And, again, that was important from not only just a cost of design, which today, obviously, is very expensive, and companies have to really make sure they're making the right bets, which is important. But what was exciting was, again, the customers always, which is exciting, want more horsepower, more capability, and we love that. And I think that's where, I didn't mention up front because it's been out there now for a couple years, but Thunderbolt Engines, which is our line of experimental engines, has been growing also very strongly to be able to provide experimental engines. Well, that's where this engine actually started. And I'm proud to say that I fly the first Lycoming Thunderbolt IO390 ever built in my RV8A. It is just a fantastic solution with 210 horsepower, so you get a lot more power for the weight and capability of the aircraft. But it was a natural for a lot of IO360 owners, especially the 200 horsepower range, to think about the 390. And that's where that program started out, with several of our engineers and some marketing folks getting their heads together years ago and providing experimental solution first. And now we're proud to say we've got a certified IO390 for the certified market.
All righty. Well, interesting. I thought with all the differences and so forth, it would have been very hard to start out with anything but clean sheet. Interesting. The industry at this point, there's some significant question right now about what's going to be happening to our industry from here on out. Economy is an issue, but another issue that's getting to be increasingly important is service and support. What changes might you envision, if any, in that regard?
There's a couple things that are important to talk about. One is Lycoming is committed with more energy, with more focus and discipline about making sure that no matter where you are in the world, if you're flying by a Lycoming engine, it will be properly and professionally supported. And that also includes providing the service and support required for all these new products that are coming out in the market, especially when you talk about electronics or alternate fuel capability and those kinds of things. So we'll be making some pretty exciting announcements, I think, at Oshkosh around how we're, let's just say, raising the level of service and support around the world for our products. And we've got some interesting programs, which I already mentioned, like the Echelon program. There will be more programs designed to provide more solutions and capability in the aftermarket for Lycoming. So I think it's true. I think that today, with where the economy is, more importantly, with where the future is going, I think that, you know, good companies provide good products, great companies provide good products, but they have world-class products and product service and support. And I'm very proud of our team. Despite where we are today with, I think, the general aviation business, we still have the support needed to meet all the needs of our customers out there.
Now that we're caught up on the progress of last year's major program announcements, what will Lycoming be bringing to AirVenture this year? More with Lycoming's Ian Walsh in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is wrapping up a conversation with Lycoming Senior VP and General Manager Ian Walsh.
Well, with a little bit over 60 days to go, are you willing to give us any more of a peek at this point at what we might expect at Oshkosh from Lycoming?
I think I can safely say that when you introduce an engine, which we did last year, actually engines plural, I think the next natural step is to show those things flying. And so I think customers and the industry will be excited to see what we have at our booth. So I encourage people to come by. And I think it's also, you know, in this business, people know that you can't just kind of snap your fingers and have FAA certifications done and authorizations, all that kind of stuff. But I think people now understand that Lycoming, as a function of our company, our leadership team, but also things that we put in place, such as our Advanced Technology Center, which is where most of these technologies, all of these technologies are being birthed, with the support of Textron as our parent. We are very excited about the direction of our business and in terms of where we're headed to provide new solutions, new capability to make flying easier, safer, more efficient, provide better solutions, firewall forward solutions, aftermarket solutions. So I think that you'll see some of the new technology on airplanes now, which is the next natural step. We're excited to show that Oshkosh, and we're going to make some announcements about how we're going to support those technologies in the field.
Two final questions. One, you've set quite a pace now. Do we expect that pace at this point to be kept up? Are there even bigger and better things going on well into the future?
The answer is unequivocally yes, because I think today, if you want to be competitive, it doesn't matter what business you're in, you have to be lean and efficient, and that's really operationally where we spend most of our time and energy in the last couple of years, building and reestablishing Lycoming as a global powerhouse and a company that people feel confidence in. But you also have to be able to grow the business. And you've got to grow the business consciously through looking at the markets where you can provide valuable solutions. And there's other markets. We talked about one of them being the light sport. There's other markets that we see emerging that we're excited, and I think you'll see announcements about going forward. And so I'm very excited that despite the economy, which is an unfortunate occurrence that everybody's in right now, but I'm excited and optimistic about getting through this period of time, because on the back end of it, whether it's 12 months or 18 months or sooner, I think you're going to see Lycoming in a very strong growth mode, and the rate of our product development, the cycle time around our product development, whether it's providing a menu of options that customers have for Thunderbolt, seeing us migrate the electronic controls across the family of our engines, seeing more programs coming out under the Echelon brand where we're providing more capabilities for our existing customer base, providing alternate fuel capability, not only through the IE2 and the light sport engine, but through our MoGas program, working with our OEMs. It's a very exciting it's going to be a very exciting next 5 to 10 years for Lycoming.
Well, I hope you're ready for this kind of excitement. As I recall, you were a Cobra pilot at one time or another, so can you handle the excitement?
Oh, as long as nobody's shooting back at me, I can handle the excitement.
There you go. Although I have to ask a comparison here. You're in an RV8 now, Cobra in the past. Which do you like more?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I love them equally, and I used to tell people that I can be in a hot air balloon. As long as I'm in the air, I'm having fun.
Ian, we can't thank you enough for your time. We're really looking forward to seeing you at Oshkosh. We're going to have to bring over our Aero TV teams and take a look at what you bring in at that point.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Naturally, ANN will be there to bring you details on all the new developments at Oshkosh this year. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Ian Walsh is Senior VP and General Manager of Lycoming Engines. Find out more at www.lycoming.textron.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us and part one of this interview at aero-news.net. Because of the U.S. Memorial Day holiday, our Aerocasts will be taking a long weekend off. Take a moment this weekend to remember those who have paid the ultimate price for freedom. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.